prestige worldwide.
Why? I'm just kidding. But no,
the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria. No.
Whoa. We're not getting into historical shit right now. But no, did you hear about that shit with Polo G?
Nachos, lemon heads, my dad's boat.
It won't go down because my dick can float. That actually goes.
What happened? You ain't seen Step Brothers?
Yeah, I've seen Step Brothers, but I don't remember it word for word.
I sail around the world and go port to port. Bro, Every time I come, I produce a quart. Mom's all, that's offensive.
That's offensive. Hey, that shit go hard. I'm not gonna lie, I love Step Brothers.
But what were you saying?
But fucking, so motherfuckers are coming out with pictures of Polo G in a private school.
Oh.
So you know how when niggas like that will start...
Dude, if you notice one of his like first rap videos that blew up, he's wearing like a white shirt and a tie. Like,
I was gonna say, yeah, he do. Like, he has said little shit, like giving us little tidbits that he has been in like private schools and fucking.
But he has been acting like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I'm just like, so how you go from going to private schools and then out of nowhere acting all wild out and like a nigga basically just switched up out of nowhere?
Yeah.
Saying that you do this, that, and the other thing. And nigga, we know good and damn well if it came down to it, you gonna be scared to shoot a nigga.
Yeah.
Even I've been scared to shoot a nigga before.
I kind of thought too, like his whole like goat thing that he's got going on.
Yeah.
Was kind of like, that's pretty steep.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's cocky and it's cool. Like, and you know, he blew up and he's still blown up right now.
He is, but like, I hate the way how he'll like get pissed off at motherfuckers who like will not give him recognition or shit like that, saying that he's not up in that caliber of rappers and shit like that. And it's just like, bro, you really not. Like, compared to Drake, J. Cole, Kendrick, any of them niggas, you really not. Like, you in the caliber of Juice WRLD, fucking Uzi, of all of them, like Lil Durk, that's what your caliber is. I'm trying to say that you're at Tupac's level or any of them, nigga, like, you really not. Sorry.
Like, yeah, I
don't know what to tell you. I don't know how to say, like.
Yeah, no, he's still shit. I feel like he's still got a road ahead of him.
Definitely. Like, he definitely has. Like,
he's got to show longevity.
Yeah, like, he has good songs, fucking a lot of bangers. I will not deny that at all. But to say that you're up there already, nah. Like, you got to give it time.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, ain't nobody going to give that to you. Hell, I would never say that. Like, I'll probably do it just for fucking clout or shit like that. But trust to God, I'm not meaning that shit. Like, there's no point.
Yeah. How's that in the headphones? Good?
Nah, I think it went out.
Hello? I just hear.
Yeah, it's good.
I hear myself. You good?
It's fine. Yep. Fucking, but
oh yeah, this is for mice. I'm stupid. Paying attention to the wrong volume.
He probably turned down the mics and nobody's been listening to us this entire time.
Nah, the mics are up.
But that's just my take on it. Like, I don't like when rappers be like, oh, I'm at this level already, and it's just like, nah, nigga, give yourself a good 3-4 more albums and they better be fire ass albums.
Yeah,
and
then you gotta say, kill it, man. Like, if you're and I mean, fuck, dude. I mean, I haven't even gotten a taste of No Fucking Fame or nothing, but I know, like, you gotta be consistent. You gotta stay consistent. Like, dude, it's been over a year since I dropped my video. Just barely started working again last weekend.
Still a good video.
Nah, I know. But I still just barely started fucking getting back on it, like, last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, how was it?
It was cool. I got a good verse in. I could play for you after, during the break. But, And then I gotta add another 16 though to end out the song.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah.
Get that song out. How many other songs do you have?
I think I'm gonna rewrite like half of the first verse though.
Is it that bad?
Nah, I'm not happy with it.
I feel it. It happens, time to time.
Cause I came out hard, and then I feel like I fell off in the middle. You know what I mean? Like, it came out like it was a super good intro, like. And I didn't like the finish. It wasn't like a big finish. You know what I mean? The finish was kind of whack. It was kind of improv too, but I was buzzing. I was like, you know, let me kind of try to I don't know. I shouldn't have did that.
Yeah, it'd probably be better just to like.
You'll hear it. You'll see.
Bit. Yeah, I'll see.
It's cool, but anyways.
That's good though. Like, as long as you're actually getting back to it and making music, I still need to fucking get my shit together and get into it.
Yeah, I'm trying to get back on it. So, dude, I have so many like topics right now.
Truthfully, I just need to hit up fucking Ruben. Just go over there.
So, do you follow Kid Cudi? I'm sure you do. You follow Kid Cudi. You see all that shit he's doing.
Yep.
Dude, are you picking up these like subtle vibes of homosexuality.
Dude, it's always been there.
Has it really?
Yes.
I don't know. I've never paid that much attention, but I feel like in the past couple months, he's like really going hard.
Brad, don't, he just does him. Like, if he wants to do a dude, go ahead. If he wants to stick with girls, go ahead. It don't really matter. But he's always giving off that vibe. Like, it's really? Always been
well, because, you know, I'm like a new Kid Cudi fan.
Yeah, no, I've been there since day one. It's always been there.
It's like, always been there, huh? Yeah. Like, kind of like Tyler.
Yeah, kind of like Tyler.
All right. Yeah, dude, because I've been like, because I started following him on Facebook, but like the pictures you've been posting, yeah. Like, kind of sus.
Yeah. Well, you got to think about it. Most fucking black artists are sus.
Very true. Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne from Birdman. Very sus.
Like a good lot of them. Remember MTV Cribs? Yes, I do.
Straight. Yo, son.
Yeah, nah.
Never in my goddamn life.
Fuck no.
That's also like, I feel like there's a lot of like weird power shit in the rap game sometimes.
There is.
You know what I mean?
That's one of the things I'm scared of. That's why.
Like, remember the Straight Outta Compton movie?
Yeah.
Like, the Suge Knight scenes and that shit was real weird, bro.
It was. It was kind of weird. Like, they was trying to tell us something.
Yeah.
It was.
Like, it was very, you know what I mean?
Because Suge Knight did know that shit.
He's sus.
That nigga fucking masterminded a lot of bullshit back then.
Have you seen the video of him dangling Vanilla Ice?
No.
From his hotel balcony? Yeah.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
He did that white boy dirty.
Yeah, that's how you got him to sign over his like rights and shit to his music rights or his masters or some shit.
Nah, brother, you gotta kill me. I ain't signing no shit.
I don't know, man.
Nah, bro.
Suge Knight is way bigger than both of us, dog.
He is way bigger than both of us, but you still gotta kill me. Fuck it. Like, especially if it's the royalties to my shit, then that just means that everything gets passed down to my heirs.
Yeah.
So all I really need to do is just make sure he stays with them, and I'm fine. Fuck that nigga. That was like the one thing about a lot of fucking movies and shit that I watched over the years, where they try to blackmail somebody and do all this shit, and I'm just like, nah, fuck the blackmail. I don't give a fuck. You want to snitch on me? Go right the fuck ahead. I do not care.
So check it out. I got another take. I've been watching like movies and shit, kind of older movies, some 80s movies and 90s movies. Isn't it crazy how like when they had like bad cops in those movies? Well, like when they would portray like the tone of the music, like a cop would come like, hey you, and or, you know what I mean? They would make it like a negative, give it a negative tone, but the cops would be black.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
Dude, it never fails. Even in Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
Like, there's another Boys one. I can't remember exactly.
Menace to Society.
I can't remember the fucking exact movie. But dude, it was like,
what was the movie about? I might know it. It was a black movie. I definitely know.
No, it wasn't like that. It wasn't like a black movie. But there was this cop in it.
BET.
That they, you know, gave a negative overtone in the movie. And I just started to realize it just clicked. I was like, dude, you watch a lot of older movies like that when they portrayed bad cops. Mm-hmm. It was always a black cop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that was always crazy to me.
I was like, damn. You know,
that did happen a lot, though. And they were usually always like a dirty cop or a corrupt cop or some shit like that.
Or they would give the cop a negative tone.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, even like not a dirty cop, just a bad cop, like bad at his job.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, this chick's getting chased and stabbed, but the cop's just like fucking, or, I don't know. I'm not putting in the right words, but you know what I'm saying.
I know exactly like, what you mean, though. It does. It did come off like that back in the day. Like, a lot of portrayal towards black people in general was just kind of negative.
Yeah, the negative overtones are crazy.
Like, it was very negative back then. Like, even in fucking black movies, it was still kind of negative. But that's just how.
Yeah, they dude. Like, us. In Boys in the Hood, they have the black cop who's the bad guy. But I think Spike Lee did that on purpose for probably a stronger reason.
Oh, yeah. Spike Lee did that mainly because of the fact that if you're black and you become a cop or whatever the fuck, it's like stereotypical that black cop is going to be an aggressive and he's going to go pro white and all that shit and be with the white boys and listen to whatever the other fucking people that he works with say over helping out his fellow brother and shit like that. That's pretty much all Spike Lee's trying to say. And that is true. A lot of black cops do that.
Yeah.
Like a lot of black cops.
I just saw a video recently, actually.
Oh, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of motherfucking videos out there. Like a lot of videos out there. And like, that's just how a lot of black cops
this dad had his kids in the back, his teenage kids. And the cop was tripping, asking them for ID. And he's like, he's 14. He's 16. They don't fucking have identification. You don't need their ID. I'm their father. Like, what do you, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Exactly. Like, they don't need ID.
And the cop was like, by law, I'm, and it's like, dude.
You and actually, he's not.
But it's like, you can obviously see their kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're not, like, super matured 16. Like, it's a skinny, scrawny little 16-year-old kid.
Exactly. Like, you can clearly tell they're underage. Like, you don't need their ID. Like, I would understand if one of the motherfuckers... Excuse me. I would understand if one of the motherfuckers looked like they was 20, but nah. Shit. Keep on burping. Sorry. Breathe, nigga.
I know you're burping. I'm coughing.
I know.
They love this. It's a great podcast.
But nah, fucking. I just hate how that's actually like very true though with Black Ops. Like a lot of Black Ops are like that. Like
white, kind of whitewashed.
Yeah, like a lot of them are like that. And a lot of them.
Honestly, if you became a cop, I think you'd be like that.
No, if I became a cop, I don't give a fuck what's going on, to be fairly honest.
Nah, I think like after a couple of months, you'd be like, nah, I see how this shit goes.
I don't like niggas already.
Exactly. Like... nah, exactly.
But then again, I don't really like people in general.
Yeah.
I'm going to treat everybody fairly.
I don't know. I feel like the chance to bust an old white lady, you'd be like, nah, I'm going to get one back for my people.
I'm not going to hit a white lady, but I will roast the shit out of her.
You just pull him over. Miss, this fucking driving. No.
Wait, just start getting in and just railing on her. Just start roasting the fuck out of her, handcuff her real quick. Just start talking hella
you
shit.
You Toyota having Honda rims ass bitch. No.
Like, I would do some shit like that, but no, I would never, like, put my hands on no female. If it's an old white dude, that's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
Oh, white dude, especially if he talking shit and he calls me a nigger, I'm punching the fuck out of him. I don't care if I lose my job.
I've never been pulled over by one of yous. You're all what? He's all colored. You're all,
No. If he called me a colored, I'd be like, nigga, how old are you?
That's an old guy.
Like, that is an old man. Like, I don't know. If I hit him, he's dead. Like,
punch assassination?
Yeah, like, if I hit him, he's definitely the death going touch. Down. That would suck. I swear to God, if I go to jail because of that shit, I'd be mad as fuck.
You get life in prison, and they're like, they literally put for the death touch. As soon as your lawyer says death touch, the whole jury's like, oh hell,
death penalty.
Nope.
I'd be fucking.
The last dude stands up. How fucking dare you?
How fucking dare you? He was my father.
Girl, how the fuck are you on the jury?
I'd be like, the fuck? Like, yeah, I'm definitely going to jail. Yeah, I'm definitely gone.
Oh, fuck, this is a problem.
I'm not going to lie, though. If that did happen and I went to jail over the death touch, I swear to God, I'd be the best infamous person in the goddamn
You'd be laying
jail.
In your fucking, you'd be laying in your cell, dude. And I would, and you know it's COVID, so it'd be just one person. So I'd be fucking coming through the air ducts. Because I know how to get through all that shit. Be like Harold and Kumar. You just hear boom, boo, boo. You're all, what the fuck?
I'd be so happy if you
Antoine?
Me. Antoine?
You're all, what the fuck? Dude, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, I'm in here. I'm trying to get you the fuck out. You're all, I'm not going to fit in there. I'm like, I know. I thought about this. Check it out. I'm going to drop a bag down. Listen, you're going to unscrew the toilet seat. You're going to fucking crawl through there. After that, I don't really fucking know. No.
Like, I'm not crawling.
You gotta
through
squeeze
shit.
In there. You gotta get out of there.
I'm not crawling through shit.
Think octopus.
You better hope I'm not in that prison working out.
And then it's gonna be like, how the fuck do I get out of here? And then I just fall through, just like Harold, but right into your cell. I'll be like, well, think about it this way. No.
We traded places.
We're chilling. No.
I would laugh my ass off, like, if they, like, never even came up to my cell, like, never even checked. But, like, we were just chilling in there for, like, a solid couple hours before they finally fucking found
us. I know,
us.
And I was like, oh, dude, I should probably dip.
Like, you probably should have been left, like, to be honest.
I know, I'm all, damn, he left his snacks? Shit.
I'd be mad you eat my snacks. Like, if I get arrested and come back and my snacks are gone, I'd be mad that you just, like, ate my snacks.
I know, you come back, the snacks are eating. Yo, this motherfucker ate the snacks?
Like, he ate all my snacks? Like, he didn't even leave me any? Like, not even a
the
pack?
The Nutter Butters? What the fuck?
Like, not the Nutter Butters.
Those cost me 2 pack of smokes right there.
Like, 2 packs.
All right, hey, so this is another thing. I don't think it was really that bad, but it's definitely fucking weird. a little weird for sure. A little uncomfortable, at least, to watch. Totally cringe.
Is somebody getting shot?
No. You see the video of Kodak Black and his mom dancing?
Yeah.
Where he's all grabbing her butt and shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kind of like trying to kiss on her and then like kiss her in the mouth.
Well, some families have that relationship.
Nah, that's a little uncomfortable. You can kind of see her like brushing.
Yeah, it's a Florida nigga.
But you can see her, like, you can see her uncomfortableness.
Yeah, I know.
And he said some weird such shit before. He's talked about, like,
he got raped in jail.
He's talking about, like, fucking Young M.A. Remember that shit?
Yeah, I remember that. I ain't gonna lie.
Hold on. Hold the fucking on.
I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, what are you talking about?
The first time I seen Young M.A., first time in the past.
She's a stud.
Back,
what are you talking about? A
couple
about?
Years back, I was like, damn.
A couple years kinda, back, I'm gonna cool. need to see this footage.
I was like, she kind of cool. I ain't gonna lie. Like,
no.
Hey, it's not like she got a dick, so I don't give a fuck. Like, to be fairly honest. Like, it ain't on homo shit. I'm gonna keep that one, honey.
It's kind of gay.
It's kind of gay.
Hey, there's a strength. There's levels to gay, remember? Not letters. Bitch, don't act like you didn't fucking love that when I came up with it.
I did. That's why I'm laughing. That shit is fucking funny as hell to me. Because deadass, there's levels to gay. Fuck
Sorry.
You guys and anybody who ever tells me otherwise.
Just joking.
No, he's not. We're deadass serious.
Just joking.
If anybody from the community, I'm not about to fucking spell it all the
You don't have
letters.
To listen. You can turn it off. It's all good.
Actually, I want you to listen. Please listen.
Keep listening.
Dude. Listen and spread the word. Tell everybody about us and have them listen to us too.
Oh, so check it out. Earlier this week at work, we were heading back in from Merced. We caught a trucker jerking off on the highway.
That nigga was just wanking it driving?
Bro. So
he couldn't stop. The nigga had to keep
going. Nah. We're like fucking, you know, like almost LA traffic status. There's backup on the fucking, Ooh. On the 99, bro.
My nigga was
Dude,
chilling.
Let me tell you the level of the level of concentration this dude was on, bro. It's like Flash running as fast as he can, status, trying to dodge everything. Like, bro, because you got to think, we're bumper to bumper. You know what I mean? Constantly gas pedal brake. Like, and you know, you got to do all, like a little bit more than just gas pedal brake in those big old trucks. But you could tell this dude's got his like a phone stand perched up like on his door or something. Because my man's is cocking to the left, constantly cocking to the left, looking forward, cocking to the left, looking forward. And I mean, with real intensity. And I shit you not, dude. I'm talking like for 10 minutes, dude.
Because
we're neck and neck. We've been neck and neck with this dude in traffic the whole way. and like for the first 5 minutes, I just kept like looking away, looking back, hitting my weed pen and shit. You know, we're listening to jams. But I look at him and I see the level of concentration. And I'm like, dude, as a man, you know that level. You know what I mean? This man has been on the road for like 8 hours.
He couldn't stop.
Can't stop. He's got a deadline to meet.
Boy had to get released.
Pushing through, man, trying to fight off the fucking coke. Dude, just, I'm telling you, in, out, in, fucking out. Just, dude, how fast this dude was looking there and back. I don't know how he was concentrating, but he must have had his favorite video on.
He has. There's
and
no
I shit you not, it took about 10 minutes. I swear to God. After 5 minutes, I told my buddy,
video.
Looked over at my homie, I was like, hey, I think this motherfucker's beating off right now, dog. I'm like, look at him. In, out, into the traffic. And I'm like, dude, he's fucking beating off right now. And he's like, dude, I think he is too.
He was definitely
I shit you not, at one point, he goes like this. Like, does the whole, like.
My boy was relaxed.
Like, he just got done hitting a heavy set. Just fucking, and fucking brings his hand. He's got both hands on the steering wheel now.
I'm like, nigga, wipe off, bro. What the fuck?
And he ain't looking back down. So
he ain't looking back down.
I'm fucking pretty sure. Oh, and you want to know the name of the company he was working for?
What?
Extra Release. I swear to fucking God, bro. I swear to God, dude, I'm not even making that shit up.
The irony of that whole situation. Oh my God, that's beautiful.
That it was great, dude. I couldn't believe it.
Well, when you got it.
Because when you're coming back from Merced, dude, it's like over an hour. Like, you know what I mean? So for the longest time, you're just like, God damn it, this fucking sucks. And then we got into a traffic jam, and I was really like, fuck. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're going to be there for a minute.
But then I looked over, and I just fucking, I just noticed the concentration. The concentration was everything. This man's fucking, it was crazy. But yeah, that was fun.
That's fucking disgusting.
It was great.
That was fucking nasty.
I loved it.
Good for you, buddy.
Big finish.
If you ever
extra just so release. Happen
to hear this podcast, good on you, buddy.
So you watched Squid Game, yeah?
No.
No?
Nope. You can talk to me about it. I pretty much understand the
joke. Nah, fuck you. You gotta watch it.
Bitch, I'm not like you.
You gotta watch it.
I'll watch it eventually.
So, should we tell them, like, the big fucking thing that happened?
The big thing that happened?
Yep.
Which big
thing? Recent. With the squad. Oh, let's tell them about the Tech Nine trip,
bro. Oh, my God.
Tech Nine trip. Come on.
Oh, my God.
You want to lead into it a little bit?
Shit. So, guys, so we went all the way out for a Tech Nine concert out to Sacramento, right? It was Sacramento?
Yep.
Yeah, so we drove out there. The drive out there was fucking amazing. Like, we were driving. We were
smashing
chilling.
Beers.
Everybody was having fun.
Crushing everybody Bud Lights, was playing jams.
Kicking it. Fucking Savoy was getting wild. I was getting wild. Shiloh was getting wild. Sky was getting wild. Everybody was just wild. So it was a good trip. Going all the way up there. We get up there. We're decently drunk going into the fucking...
Wait. We're getting ahead of something.
What are we getting ahead of?
The pee story.
The pee story. Oh my fucking God. So, while we're on the road, I think we're maybe about an hour and a half in.
Yes.
Sky is over here talking about how he needs to go pee. So fucking, we're like, was it you? Yeah, it was you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it so fucking, me. He was all talking about he needs to go pee and shit like that. So we're like, all right, hurry up, go pee. So he fucking, don't even look at him. He goes pee, does his little thing. And
everything. No. Remember, I couldn't go.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sky couldn't
go. I couldn't
go
the
all.
First two times because there was hella cars behind us. And I just kept thinking about how they're looking back. And I'm just looking right at them.
Yeah.
Leaning over the seat.
And he was freaking out about that.
No, dude, like, literally, dude, fuck. Like, I'd pull my dick out, put it in the can, and it just would shrink out of the can. I'm like, what are you doing, dude? Like, I have to pee. Like, I had to pee so fucking bad.
You're shy, bro. You're shy.
I was, dude. I felt the pressure. I was like, dude, we're all packed in here.
Like, but fucking.
But then it took, like, another 30 minutes of driving.
Yeah, until he finally went.
And I was finally like, fuck this. Give me the can.
Yeah, and then he finally went in the can, and he filled up. He got the can filled up.
Oh, I filled that fucking thing. And we decided, you know, we didn't have another can. Like, it was one of the monster cans, the pop tops. So you can keep screwing that motherfucker shut and open. So we decided, hey, fuck it. We'll make that the piss can. And my dumb ass, I rolled down the window. And I just fucking opened the cap. And I'm in the passenger seat. Or no, I'm in the back seat behind the driver. And we're in the fast lane on the highway. And I didn't even fucking think about it. But I popped that top. And I fucking started chucking that beer or that pee out. And it just fucking drenched the little fucking Suburban behind us.
And I'm talking about, like, the pee can was decently filled.
No, it was a full can
of
piss.
It was full of piss.
The big, large monster can.
And he filled that bitch up, and he let that shit go, and the entire front window of that car
was splashed in piss.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I was like, go, get the fuck off the freeway.
It was so fucking bad.
I was like, get the fuck off the freeway real quick.
So fucking bad. I mean, horrible. It was disgusting as fuck.
Dude, I didn't even think about it. I was just like, this is fine.
I feel so bad.
Dude, I drenched the side of fucking Chef Savoy's dad's truck.
Oh, yeah, Savoy's car was nasty, too. It got it badly.
It's Shiloh's grandpa's truck. I drenched the side of that motherfucker. Piss, dude, he's all, guess I'm going to have to wash that later.
Yeah, that was bad.
Oh, my God, dude.
But, yeah, so fucking after that fucking whole situation. Yeah. We finally made it to Sacramento, finally got over to the fucking nightclub that was going. I think it was called Ace of Spades, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, finally got to the nightclub at Ace of Spades over in Sacramento. Shout out to them if you guys want to ever go there.
One fucking shout out to them, dude.
Yeah, they were good.
Dude, all right. The first set I got to see was pretty fucking legit.
They were
but...
good. But fucking... Anyway, we're getting ahead of the story.
Yeah. Sorry.
We finally wait through the line. We go through the fast lane, which, to be completely honest, the fast lane was not...
that fast.
Yeah, it wasn't that fast, and we pretty much wasted $20 for it, but hey, that's besides the fucking point.
We totally did.
We really did waste $20
for it. Dude, we still stayed in line just as much as anybody else.
We did. So, like, we really wasted the $20, and we really didn't need to. But besides that fact, we fucking got into it, chilled, kicked it. We started getting drinks. He got a fucking double shot Coke. I got myself a Jameson Red Bull. Fucking, we were all chilling. Everybody was drinking. Everybody was having fun. We got to the first set.
I was having such a good time.
He was having
so much fun just standing there.
It was fun as fuck.
Just chilling.
Yeah, it was. It was fun as fuck.
Waving my arms with everybody.
And so fucking around this time after the first set, we're about three drinks in.
We're about two, three drinks in. I'd finished two and I had just gotten my third.
I just could have sworn you had four.
No.
Could have sworn you paid for it. Ooh. I paid for three different drinks that you told me to pay for, and then you had a drink before I paid for that.
Nah, I didn't drink the fourth though. I don't remember the fourth.
I remember the
fourth. I think I told you to get one for Shiloh or something. Mm-mm. I didn't drink four. I know that shit.
But nah, anyway,
I didn't drink my third one. I know I only had two drinks.
We were all drinking, and he had gotten stopped by one of the little security guards, and this was a little girl security guard. Told him to step outside because apparently he was too drunk, according to them.
No, they said they saw my eyes roll into the back of my head. Which, at one point, who? When?
I don't even understand.
Who was reporting that?
The entire time he was facing towards the stage, so I don't even understand how they would even have seen him do that. So, like, that's what was tripping me out, because I'm just like, that's impossible. How they even saw that. Like, there's no way in hell.
Yeah, dude. And
with all the flashing lights that's going on and shit like that, there's no way in hell they actually just saw you with your eyes rolled back and shit like that. Like, it was stupid as fuck. They shouldn't have fucking made him. They literally had him step outside, kicked him out.
Yeah, they kicked me out.
And this was around, I think when...
Dude, I didn't even get to see the second set.
Yeah, you didn't see the second set. Jerry something. I can't remember.
Jerry O or some shit.
Yeah, it's something like that. Fucking, he was just about to perform and shit like that, and he got stepped out before that.
As soon as it started.
Yeah, as soon as it started, he got stepped out of that performance and shit, and then fucking, it was after that performance, and then it was the Ritz performance, and after I saw the Ritz performance, that's when I finally went outside with Savoy to go see what he was doing, because they were telling us that he can go back in, as long as he wasn't drunk or anything like that, as long as he came down, because I think they were going to give you a breath test or something to let you go back in.
That's fucking stupid, though.
So,
dude.
Yeah, we went over there to go get him.
And you guys were faded.
Yeah, we were faded. I was fucking decently drunk. I'm not even going to fucking
lie. You guys were more faded than I was when I got kicked out.
Yeah, I kept drinking after you left. Like, I didn't stop drinking. I kept going. And that was a trip.
Did I give anybody my drink?
No. I didn't drink anything.
See, that pisses me off, dude. Like, I paid for that shit.
Like, I drank.
I didn't even get to fucking, like, come on, man.
But fucking, I left, like, right after the Ritz, just before Tech came out, went to go find him. He was all the way back by the truck. So I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to chill at the truck with you. Because he didn't want to walk all the way back over there. So I was like, Savoy, you guys go.
Well, at that point, too, I was faded. Like, they weren't going to let me back in.
Yeah.
Like, so I went back to the fucking truck, and I slammed so many beers angrily before I got done sitting. Like, I was out there for a while.
Yeah.
I drank the water bottle they gave me, dude. And then I came back to the truck and I chilled, smoked a cigarette, waited like 20 minutes, and I walked back and they still wouldn't fucking let me in. So I was like, fuck this, man. Came back to the truck and I got faded, bro. Pounded like five beers in 10 minutes.
Yeah, he went
I was
hard.
Fucking, it was, not, I was not doing good.
Yeah, so being the good friend I was like, fuck it. I'll sacrifice seeing Tech Nine and see, not come kick it with
I could have sworn I told you to head back to Tech.
Nah. You did. You did tell me to go. And I was like, nah, I'm good.
After
I'll pick it with you.
I blacked out. Like,
dude, he was ranting hard. Like, he was going to town, getting pissed off. But, hey, I'm going to tell you guys the rest of this when we come back from this break real quick.
That's pretty much it for that one.
Nah, there's more to it. I'm going to tell y'all this now. My boy was.
Can I get a yeah?
No.
Yeah. All right.
How's everybody doing?
We're back from break.
Good to be back.
It's definitely not the next day.
Why do you even need to tell them?
I like doing that. I don't know.
I like doing that. But nah, it's good to see you guys. Sorry that we took us a little bit, but now we
see
back.
Every one of you right now.
I can see all.
I got the cameras planted. Are there in your room? You think you're taking a shower? Think you're beating off alone? I'm watching.
Yeah, I'm talking to you, Frank. Definitely you, Frank.
Pick your head up. No.
Pick your head up. Put your head back down, Frank.
God damn it. What are you doing? Think about your mother.
Think about your mother, Frank. Your fucking mother. But nah, it's good, though. So, what do we have going on for this day?
Well, I thought I'd start off by fucking, I didn't bring it up last part of this episode, but the new whip skis.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh. You did get a new whip. Miami Vice, bro. Marrow boys for life now.
All I need to do is just get mine, and it's good.
Dude, cocaine white. T-top. 96 T-top.
His car is nice. Fucking I hate it. Killing it. Nice fucking
car. Killing
Camaro,
it, dude.
Fucking...
I just need to give me a visor and like a light blue polo, and I'm good.
Bro, you really going to go full Miami
I already got
Vice?
The silver watch. I already got the silver watch. We're good. We're good, dude.
Oh,
after that, I get some aviators, and I just go back to just mustache. Oh, killing it.
I was thinking about going back to just mustache. I ain't gonna lie.
Like, you should. You got a nice mustache to do that.
I know. Like, I kind of want to just shave off this beard because, like, it's getting itchy as fuck. And I'm just like, fuck it. This
I hate when it gets tangled.
I do too, but it's. I have a brush. I'm not a brush. I have a comb for that. I got one from the beard club. Fucking nice
I
ass
need
comb.
Because I just got this little bitch brush. It's going to take nothing out. It just take the loose hairs out.
You go on to beard club and go slide to them motherfuckers. I guarantee you it's a worth it investment.
Anyway, dude, your boy's back on the road. They better close the city streets, dude. They better close them down, bro, because I'm coming. I'm revenge status, dude.
Man, who are you angry against?
I don't know, dude.
Jesus,
I'm fucking
over here all wild.
I'm always fired up. I'm excited. I'm excited to finally be back out on the road.
That is good. Like, I am glad to finally see you back in the driving and shit like that. Because honestly, you was a miserable motherfucker.
About to
driving.
Start cutting the stop signs down. No.
He ain't lying. I'm telling y'all this now.
I got sawzalls.
Dude, what happened? Okay, so remember that one night when you you told me this long ago story about you in the truck and shit, and that you hit somebody. Who the fuck did you hit?
Oh, like, I don't know if we should talk about that,
bro. It's been like what 3 years since that happened? Like 3 or 4 years? Ain't nobody coming at you.
I might have killed a man. No,
because like, dude, when you told me that
dude,
shit,
so,
I was tripping.
So I remember this intersection, like the power was out, mm-hmm. all the fucking lights and shit. Well, dude, I was pretty buzzed at the time. I'm not going to lie. I was pretty faded.
Right.
So I was at the fucking intersection, and I was just chilling like a dumbass on my phone waiting for the fucking light to turn green. But I look up. None of the lights are on. There's no lights. I'm just chilling at the fucking intersection like a dumbass. And it's like 2 a.m. So I was like, all right, fuck it. Like, I went to turn, and I made a right. Right turn real quick. And it's dark as fuck, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And I fucking turn over, make like a little sharp turn. Somebody fucking stepped out into the road, and I clipped them with my fucking mirror.
Yeah, that's the.
But they kind of after the mirror clipped them, they kind of like hit into the car. They like fell into the car, or into the truck. Damn. So they like clipped the mirror and face planted against the truck.
Ooh, they got hurt hard. Like,
dude, I looked back in my rearview mirror, dude, and it was like. It was all right. It was an African gentleman for sure.
It had to have been.
He was very tall. He was very tall, lengthy, and he fell. But he was wearing all black, dude. Like,
yeah, that's his own fault, to be fairly honest. Like,
dude, there was no like, dude, it was dark as fuck in this intersection. I mean, I was buzzed, but still. But I turned the right, and I was just like, all I hear is a thump, like a thump smack, like against the passenger side of the truck, like not even too crazy, but enough to be like, what the fuck.
Yeah,
like did somebody just smack my door or some shit? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
or kick my door? Yeah, no, I hit him.
You definitely hit that nigga.
Yeah, no, I hit him. But he got up, so he got up. So I drove away. He was fine,
bruh.
He lived.
To be fairly honest, I probably wouldn't.
Honestly, he might be dead now, but that's not because of me.
I'm saying I should do with you. If it was a nigga out in 2 a.m.,
and that is his life, and I'm gonna respect it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna choose to respect it.
But fuck, man, I remember.
But I definitely hit him with my truck.
I just hope you don't have another incident like this again, because I swear to God,
no more drinking and driving for me, bro.
You better not. Like, I mean that shit. If I find that you drinking and driving, I'm like,
that's crazy. You remembered that?
Fuck yeah, it's crazy. I remember a lot of shit, bro.
No, I know.
Like, trust me. Like, but, I'll be over here remembering shit randomly as fuck.
But yeah, no, dude. Back out on the road. No more drinking and driving for me, dude.
You got this.
I keep it legit this time.
Yeah,
man.
Especially in America.
Do it right this time. Oh, shit. I didn't even tell you yet. What? Your boy got a raise today.
Oh, you finally got the raise?
$2 raise.
$2. Ooh.
16 to 18, baby. I'll let you know where I'm at in my tax brackets. I ain't afraid.
I ain't afraid. It's shit though. $18. Your tax is gonna be
18 an hour, bro. That's that's a hard man. That's a hard working salary right there.
It is.
I tell you what. I started at that company at 13.
I wish I still had my Home Depot job because I was making 17 over there.
I know. Remember, I was all, you fucking bitch.
I was fucking juiced when I got that shit too.
Yeah, but no.
That job at fucking 14,
my fucking boss too, man. The way he does it, like, because he never really talks to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually when he does talk to you, it's like something bad. Like, he's got to be like, "Hey, come talk to me for a minute." Dude, to be honest though, he sounds just like Hank Hill. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
"Hey, can I talk to you for a minute?" Like, you know what I mean? And he'll be like, "Well, fucking." Anyway, I was like, "Oh fuck, here we go." Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm like,
thinking that you're getting your ass chewed out or something.
I'm like, what's about to happen, dude? I'm like trying to think, you know what I mean? Where did I fucked up? Like, yeah, I missed a couple days, like 2 weeks ago or some shit. But you know what I mean? But other than that, before that, I was like, I ain't been missing at all, really. Except for like when I had that little COVID scare. Boy's negative though. Get off me. But so yeah, he pulled me aside. "Let me talk to you." And I'm fucking like, "All right, fuck, here we go." And he's like, "Tomorrow, you should be noticing on your check that you got a $2 raise." And I was like, fuck, oh shit. Like, whole demeanor change, whole demeanor shift. You know what I mean? I was like, shit, all right. Yeah, no. Hey, thank you.
Yeah, realized you wasn't going to get in trouble or no shit.
Well, no. Nah, he just makes it like awkward. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's not even more of like the scare factor. That. Like, because he's not scary at all. He's a big fucking goof. It's just the way he goes about things. You're like, fuck, man. Is he about to really ruin my day right now? Like, you know what I mean? Like, fuck, dude, I just got off work. This dude's about to feed me some bad news. I'm not even going to want to come in tomorrow.
Right. Hey.
Nah, dude. Dude, I went into the shop and took a piss. I leaned back to catch the mirror, looked at myself. I was like, oh, shit.
He's like, "You making money, nigga."
So I was washing my hands. I just started thinking. I was like, man, like, you know, we come from fucking humble shit. So, like, I ain't never made 18 an hour, bro. You know what I mean? I was like, that's crazy to me. That, you know what I mean? That's just crazy.
That is crazy. Fucking making 18 an hour is a fucking big jump.
Like, I feel like I'm somebody a little bit. Like, you know what I mean?
A little bit,
A little bit. I feel like I'm somebody.
The shit. At least.
Because I know there's older dudes working there that have been there for longer than me, and they're not making that. They're not making what I was making. You know what I mean? But that's also in job performance.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, though, dude, let's fucking get off the personal shit, bro. So check it out. Theo Von's Netflix special just dropped. His new one, Regular People. And I gotta say, I was fucking not happy with it, dude. Have you seen it? You've only seen a little bit of it, huh?
Yeah, I've only watched like maybe the first like 10 minutes of it.
Yeah, dude.
I didn't really get that much into it. But like, first like 5 minutes was cool, and then it like slowed down a little bit. So then I fucking stopped the movie and everything, went to go check on my daughters and shit, and I just never watched it again. So fucking.
Yeah, nah, man. Well, I gotta say, for like one of my top five comics in comedy right now, like, I was very
just wasn't cutting it.
I was very highly disappointed. I've been waiting for this comedy special for like 2-3 years. You know what I mean? And I think it's because it's been so long and he filmed it like after COVID and shit. And I don't know, man. I don't know for sure, but I have this theory that he started drinking again. Cause I know he was sober for a while. He had a couple little relapses and shit. Mm-hmm. And his whole like getting sober thing, that's all like self-diagnosed.
Yeah,
he never really had like that huge of a problem. Mm-hmm. But I think that maybe he relapsed because he had two water bottles on his stool. And then he had a cup with ice and a lime in it with some clear liquid.
Yeah.
But I'm like, what are you doing? Because the water bottles seem like they're full the whole time.
Yeah.
I only ever really saw him drink from the cup. But who drinks with a fucking cup of ice and a lime in it? You know what I mean? That's telling me that's a drink.
That is some real shit. Like, especially for the fact that if there are two water bottles right there and nobody touching them, shit like that's in. The only thing you're touching is just the fucking drink. So, yeah, it kind of.
Well, dude, he just had real, like, nervous, erratic energy. Like, his deliveries.
Yeah.
It was just off. He was off.
It did look like that.
And there's, like, several times in the special where he mentions, he's like, "Nashville, I owe you." You know what I mean? Like, almost saying like he owes him for this performance. Mm-hmm. Like, so I don't know. That's what I kept kind of catching. And
it just gave you a bad vibe.
Like, and dude, it sucked, dude, because like it was kind of rough to get through. It was kind of hard to watch.
it's bad when you see comedy specials like that
from people that you love.
Yeah, and like, then it's like rough to watch it, and you're just like, but I love this guy. Like, I can't just like say fucking and turn it off. Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, and also like the crowd was not completely in it either. Like, I watched his first special with my girl before we watched that one, just so I could show her who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I went back and I've seen that special 30 times, yep. Maybe more. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Laugh my ass off still with my girl.
Mm-hmm.
Man, dude, I had like a couple chuckles the whole time in this new special.
Damn. Just a haha. That's it.
Nah, bro. Little LOL.
Like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
Little mini lowercase LOL.
Yeah, I didn't even uppercase that bitch.
Damn.
Like, I swear, dude.
Theo, you're fucking up.
Nah, man. I think it was, I don't know, man. It just was not great. I don't think he was in a good spot when he made it. You know what I mean? And I think he was maybe just too much pressure on him. And he was just trying to push it out.
COVID,
because he's like a huge comic right now.
Yeah.
And he only has one only had one special out on Netflix. Or just one special, I think. I think that's the only special he had.
Oh, damn.
But now it's like, fuck, dude. Like, you should have just scrapped it and started over.
Yeah, like
if he would have did that with better delivery and better attitude coming mm-hmm. in, it would have been fucking hilarious. Like the concepts and everything was great, but it seemed like he was just burning through them. And then like it seemed like he didn't know what to do because he burned through his jokes so quick that he had to do like new shit on the spot.
Oh, so basically improv.
There's a couple improv jokes for sure. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I definitely picked up on that. So I don't know. I'm not trying to burn him. You know what I mean? Like I said, he's one of my top five favorite comics, but I think he's got a lot going on.
Yeah. So you know what I mean?
I hate to see that.
Yeah.
In one of my favorite comics.
It happens though. Like, I'm not even gonna lie. It really fucking happens with a lot of people. Like, hell, there was that, not the last Cat Williams. Yeah. Louis
at one point, Louis C.K. was dropping a special like every year. The one that he did in 2017, it's really not that great. And Louis's God, you know what I mean? He's up there with Chappelle and all that. But I can openly say, like, that's, you know what I mean? That's one of those ones you watch, you're like, fuck. You know what I mean?
Oh, speaking of comedians, I want your take on this. So, fucking, Cat Williams wants to have a versus battle with Kevin Hart. So, basically seeing
going. Wait, yeah. Hold on, like.
Like, you know how rappers will do the versus battle to put bar for bar, basically saying.
Well, they want
to
do that with bits.
Yeah, they want
to see the laughs.
Yeah, I think it's with bits or it's with the actual specials themselves. So like, basically,
nah, they couldn't do that.
I don't think they would be able to do that too.
Because then you're gonna, like, what, dude? That's gonna take forever.
Well, not really, because Cat Williams only has like five specials, and Kevin Hart only has like five specials too.
But
like five or six specials between the both of them.
Okay, but they're all. Like an hour and over.
I don't think they're going to go through each special. I think
no, that's what I'm saying. They'd have to pull bits.
Yeah, I think they're going to pull different like videos out from
each special. Different bits for songs, like little 5 minute.
Yeah, so
I think Cat would win, bro.
I definitely see Cat winning. Like, I'm not.
Because I don't know about you. Like, I'm pretty sure the last couple like specials from Kevin are not that great. They're very forced. He's like getting laughs out of people because he's laughing at his jokes, but he's not really laughing at his jokes. You know, he's acting.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell, like, you know what I mean? You go back and watch some of the earlier specials, you see when he's really laughing.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you get to like the fourth one, and that's kind of when you see that's how he plays his comedy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If the bit doesn't make him laugh, I'll make him laugh.
I can definitely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely
at least that's what that. I've noticed, dude. Yeah, but because I was like a big fan of his at first, and I'll watch whatever he puts out. But
yeah, like I still watch fucking all the specials and shit.
But
like
the last one, I didn't like it. Zero fucks given or whatever. I think that was the COVID one, or no? I think that's the name of his show on Netflix. I don't know. I can't remember the one where he's like at his house, but it's not his fucking house.
Oh yeah,
he tried to play it like it's his house. That's not his fucking house, dog.
Yeah, I've seen that.
There's no fucking. That is not his house. That's somewhere that he rented for a little bit. You know what I mean? Or either that, or that's like a side house. Like, you ain't filming a comedy special worldwide so people can see you in your house.
Fuck no, I wouldn't.
Well, I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe Kevin's just that kind of guy.
You know what I'm saying? Unless he just got money like that, but I wouldn't. It kind of does got money like that in a way.
But when you look at it, like, it's obviously a stage. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hold on, I'm just looking for the actual. Okay, there was
the actual headline.
Yeah, there was Laugh at My Pain. Fucking. Then there's What Now? Fucking. Where is it? Seriously Funny. Seriously Funny was fucking good.
Oh, actually, yeah.
I like Seriously Funny.
Very broad name, too. Very risky name.
Yeah. Oh, Let Me Explain. Fucking Let Me Explain was all right. Like, it wasn't his best, but, like, Let Me Explain was all right. Fucking.
I did like What Now. I saw that in theaters.
Oh, yeah. Zero Fucks Given. Yeah, it is. That's what it's called.
It's not great. It's really not that great.
But, yeah, fucking Laugh at My Pain and fucking Seriously Funny were, like, his two best. Like,
yeah.
Coming out the gate,
or was that Big Little Man, Short Little Man, or Big Little Man?
I think it was.
Big That's Little the one Man. Where he's rocking the long sleeve button up, but yeah. but he's got it cuffed up.
Yeah. I think it is Big Little Man.
That's the one where he talks about hopping out of his big truck, and he's all, but you can't be small hopping out of a big truck when you're hitting on people, because you got to jump. You can't just get out that motherfucker.
Hey, I see motherfuckers be inventive on trying to get into their goddamn big ass car. Like, niggas will just be doing gymnastics shit just to get in the car. And I'm just like, bro, that's unnecessary.
Plus, these days, so many people are out of pocket and shit.
Like, I'm still waiting on the day where I see Alex come in with an even bigger lifted truck. And I'm just like, bro, really? Like, you need fucking a 3-stair step ladder just to fucking get into your shit?
Yeah. But anyway, switch up the pace here a little bit. So, something that's been blowing my mind lately is the UFC World Heavyweight Champion, Francis Ngannou. I saw it when he first posted about it, but now it's like blown up and people are starting to share it and make memes about it. But Francis Ngannou has to borrow money from his training camp.
Okay.
Against his match with Cyril Gane.
So the thing that I trip off about that, because I've seen this posted a couple times too, is how much does a champion get paid for, like, winning his matches? Like, well, shouldn't he have a good couple hundred grand?
Well, you would think that, but you gotta pay the training camp, you gotta pay your coaches, your sponsors, shit like that. But well, I don't even think they have sponsors like that anymore. I'm not 100%.
Wait, you have to pay your sponsors? And
I don't fucking know. I don't know. See, that's why I took that back. Plus, I don't even think they have sponsors like that. They have to have, like, individual contracts outside of the UFC now. But fucking god damn it, you threw me off.
I'm sorry, but basically
But what I was gonna say is, so people are saying, like, how does this look on the UFC, but how do we know what he's spending in his personal life? Like, exactly, does this look, like, bad on the, this is my thing, does this look bad on the UFC, or does this look bad for Francis Ngannou?
It looks bad on Francis. It doesn't look bad on the UFC.
You think so?
Yeah, because, like, UFC has a set,
because fighter pay for the UFC is pretty fucked sometimes, though.
It is pretty fucked. So it really just depends on how much he got paid. Like, that all depends on how much money did they actually
Let's look
give
it up.
Him.
Jamie? Jamie, really, Jamie, if you would, please.
All right, what am I looking at specifically? How much did he get paid?
Yeah, how much did Francis Ngannou get paid for becoming champion? Just try that. Or look up UFC fighter wage. I don't fucking know. It's a fucking great topic, though.
It is a great topic to be, like,
because to me, that's kind of unbelievable. Like, you know what I mean? I mean, but I know there's been bullshit with fighter pay in the UFC in the past. You know what I mean?
So Francis Ngannou has earned a total of $730,000 at UFC 260. So you have a total of $700,000. So basically saying Ngannou
earned let's just say cut that in half.
Yeah, but yeah, pretty much cut that in half. So you're paying off all your expenses, paying off your coaching staff.
And he probably might have already had debt.
Yeah, and that too. He might have already had debt.
Shit.
Sorry.
Technical issues.
But yeah, he probably already had debt because he probably took out loans and stuff like that for his previous training camps to get ready for UFC 260.
Yeah, so I mean, that's kind of really all on him. I think what a lot of it is now, because he's talked about it before, is like how all of these boxing stunts are getting, everybody's getting paid crazy for boxing right now.
Yeah.
But that's also like some celebrity, but I don't know. Like, I think because of that, now it's sending like different you know, things to like UFC fighters and MMA fighters, like, well, why don't we just go box like these people? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it's giving people like a different little head case about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, dude, from what I'm seeing and what I'm thinking is that's all come from his previous shit. You know what I mean? He had to spend money on all that, but he's only had the one championship fight, I think, where he won.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's defended it yet.
No, he hasn't had a defense, title defense yet.
Yeah.
I think his next fight coming up is going to be a title defense.
Yeah, against an interim champion, mm-hmm. interim heavyweight champion, Cyril Gane.
So fucking, yeah, knowing all of that and putting into the consideration of debts, putting into consideration of who he has to pay out.
And honestly, dude, like, he doesn't come from much, so maybe he's just not good at money management.
Yeah, like, he could be blowing his money. He could be spending his money on his family. Like, we don't know.
And maybe now he's like, well, I'm the champion. Why do I have more? Like,
yeah, pretty you know what much. I mean? Like, so all of it really does affect our show on him more than it does the UFC, because it's basically, what are you spending your money on?
Like, yeah.
We paid you this much. You should still decently have at least 100,000, like, the very least 100,000 left over.
Yeah.
Training camp shouldn't be more than like maybe 50,000 to 60,000.
What I'm super hyped on, I think the same event that he's fighting in is Justin Gaethje is fighting Michael Chandler.
Ooh, that's a good fight.
Yes, also is that a good fight? That's going to determine a lot of what's going to happen after Charles versus Poirier. Because
Poirier better win.
Oh, I fucking hope. I swear to fucking God, dude.
I'm pushing so hard. I swear to God.
Dude, it's going to be crazy.
I keep on saying Oliveira.
It's the way it's spelled.
I keep saying Oliveira. But fucking yeah, Oliveira. So I call him olive oil. But nah.
Aloe Vera.
If he wins, though, like, nobody can ever say anything against him. Like, ever. Like, nobody can say shit. The only way they can ever say anything against him is when they're talking about
I don't know. We'll see, man. Poirier's hungry.
Poirier is hungry.
He's ready to munch him. He's ready to munch him up top, bro.
I hope he does get him.
But this is what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping Justin Gaethje beats Michael Chandler and goes on to fight Poirier the second time for the belt.
Well, that just depends on if Poirier wins.
I think he will.
If Poirier does win, then yeah.
I'm in his corner all day.
I definitely see him going for the belt and going for a round two.
But another fight with Justin Gaethje would be awesome.
It would be awesome. But I do not see Justin Gaethje winning that fight.
Versus Michael Chandler?
No, not Michael Chandler. I'm talking about against Poirier.
Oh, well, I don't know. It's up for question.
I was going to say, I don't see him winning that fight,
though. It's up for debate, dude.
Like, if he goes up against
Poirier. He did get, like, Poirier was on in the last fight, but there was a couple times, like.
There was a couple times he stunned Poirier.
But Poirier really did have him.
Poirier, he just stays in the fight, like. Motherfucking game hit him so many goddamn times.
And I kind of like Michael Chandler. I kind of like Michael Chandler, but he just kind of showed up to the UFC and now he's like.
Hey, I like niggas like that. When they just show up and just start doing shit. Like, I don't get, right?
What I don't get is he lost to the fucking. To Charles Oliveira.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's ranked like number 4. And he gets to fight number 2, Justin Gaethje.
Yeah,
but I don't know. They've always been fuckity with their rankings. Like, Poirier was ranked number 1 when he fought McGregor. McGregor's still ranked 6, but he's 3 fights defeated, still ranked 6. Like, yeah, nah, come on.
Come on. McGregor should at least have been ranked 2 by the time he fought fucking Poirier that one time.
No, he should have had to come back and fucking do shit. That was really just a money fight, though.
He should have had to come back and do shit.
That was a hype fight.
I feel like that's going to be the same thing. I feel like fucking Conor's just going to come back, not really do anything, and just get a main money fight. Like, to be fair,
well, because
honest.
Poirier won. Now, well, he won the first McGregor fight and the second McGregor fight. So now, or I mean the second and third, my bad.
Yeah, I was going to say, you mean the second.
But now, fucking, he's got all the money he needs for a training camp.
Yep.
He's got all these sponsors. Everlast, Celsius.
You know, let's say Poirier, fine.
Yeah, he's got his hot sauce booming. It's going to be great. I think he's going to kill it, dude. I hope he does.
I hope he does, too. And, like, I really do hope
that's December 11th.
Honestly, for me, I truly hope that if Conor does come back, he does not come back immediately trying to go for after Poirier.
He needs to come back. He needs to do a different weight class.
Really? You think he's going to a different weight class?
Yeah.
What weight class?
I don't know. He shouldn't be in lightweight. Go welterweight.
Yeah, welterweight would be good for him.
He needs to fight like Nate Diaz. If he comes back, he needs to fight Nate.
That would be dope. Like
for
that
the third time.
That would be dope. Him and Nate for a
round. And they've already started up a new like Twitter beef kind of.
Yeah, they have been. They've been going at it. So I need that fight.
I'm super hyped for that. And if Nate Diaz wins, oh my god, dude.
If Nate Diaz wins, I want to see Nate versus Masvidal.
It'd be so sick. Masvidal versus Leon Edwards pretty soon. And then Colby Covington versus Kamaru Usman. I'm going for Covington.
I completely forgot about Covington.
I'm going for Covington. Dude, we saw him.
He
fought two rounds with a broken jaw.
Yeah. That boy.
He's badass.
I can see him being
Usman. People knock on him and shit, but he's cool.
I can see him being Usman. I don't want Usman to lose, though, because.
Nah, Usman is tight, though.
Like, I just don't want him to lose. Like, he's my nigga.
Yep. I had to take it there. But plus
all my niggas got titles. But
plus
right now.
Colby is like one of those like Trump Americans. He's like, no, like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Is. He's one of them.
Fucking Izzy's fight coming up soon.
No, they pushed that back further.
Wait, what?
Yeah, again.
Why?
I don't know.
Wasn't that supposed to be coming up in like the middle of next year?
I don't know exactly why they pushed it back, but it's funny because right now, like, everybody that's lost to him is fighting each other. So he went out on Twitter and he's all, I love it. I'm going to watch my children fight. I'm going to watch my children play or, like, some shit.
Well, he has beaten everybody else. Like,
dude, he controls the middleweight. It's like, he controls it.
I would honestly love to see him go to a new weight class.
He did lose against Jan Blachowicz, though.
Yeah.
He got munched.
He did lose that one time.
Jan's huge though, dude.
Let's see, wasn't he just now trying to go into that weight class? Like barely got into it.
They did, but that's how they do it. Like when they do those super fights, you know what I mean? It'll be like the champion of this weight class versus the champion of that weight class. They'll just give that other champion of the lower weight class to have time to bulk up.
Yeah.
But if he would have bulked up and killed it in that weight class, like, you know.
I would love to see him go to a new weight
transition.
Class, like if Izzy fucking just said
fuck like it. John Jones trying to go to heavyweight, yeah. But
dude, Izzy just said fucking I want to go to heavyweight.
Well, because him and John Jones have had beef.
Yeah, I want to see
Izzy can't go to heavyweight.
Izzy can't, but dude, hey, remember when John Jones used to be a small motherfucker and then he got big?
But he was light heavyweight.
Yeah, he was light heavyweight though. Yeah, he was.
But that's why they gave him shit. Like, oh, you got skinny legs, you'll never be heavyweight, shit like that.
Hey, shit. If John Jones does get his shit together and he actually does come back to the UFC,
I know.
I guarantee he's going to be dominating.
Well, he's technically still in it.
Yeah, he's still there. Nobody has given a confirm that he's actually going to be leaving or anything like that. So.
No, he's just got to get his shit together again.
And they just need to announce a fight. Once they announce a fight with John Jones, I'm fucking.
It was crazy, though, because after everything, he went on his Instagram, posted like a video with him and his girlfriend, like kissing each other. And shit. I mean, she looked fine, though. I mean,
yeah, like they didn't look like nobody beat the shit out of nobody or no shit like that, like they've been saying. Like,
no, and he put out a statement. He was like, I never laid a hand on my wife, just so you know that.
Yeah.
And like other shit.
So, like,
he's all the kids weren't even asleep until after we had our conversation and shit. Like,
so, like, when I feel like everything's gonna go smoothly for him and he'll be back soon.
I hope so, dude.
Like, I see him fighting somebody by the close towards the end of next year.
I hope so.
Like, I can definitely see him getting like probably a December fight.
Yeah. Well, shit, dude.
Which would be dope. December fight next year, 2022.
We're about ready to wrap her up.
Yeah, we are. It's been fun, guys. Glad that you guys stuck around this long.
We'll catch you on the next one.
Hope you guys stay for more.
Peace. Later. Out.